So here we are in the boreal forest with Uva ursi, also known as bearberry. Now this low-lying shrub is an incredible antibiotic for urinary tract infections. It can be made into a tea and used as a diuretic, though it is quite strong, and if you're looking for just a simple diuretic, you might want to use something like nettle leaf or parsley, or even dandelion leaf for that matter. But when it comes to infections of the kidney or any sort of inflamed situations, this herb is incredible. It has a natural antibiotic quality that when combined with other anti-infectious herbs like barberry, for example, we're going to get really good results for clearing up chronic urinary tract infections. Now, if it's a reoccurring urinary tract infection, you're going to want to use a probiotic like Roteri, for example. And sometimes you'll have to use other natural sort of antibiotics, such as grapefruit seed extract or colloidal silver. Now, this herb, it's very high in tannins, so you don't really want to use too much of it at once or for a long period of time. It can get irritating for the kidneys. This has also been used as a traditional smoking mix. It's one of the main herbs behind the word kinnikinick, which means smoking mixture. Some people refer to this plant as kinnikinick. The flavor of this plant when smoked is just really nice, and it's we have to remember that when we inhale things, whether it's rosemary or Uva ursi, we're still getting medicinal qualities. And a lot of issues with the lung are actually to do with sort of damp conditions. The berries on this plant, which you can sort of see starting to come into bloom or into being here, they're just little green berries right now, but what's going to happen is this will turn a bright red. And although it's not really edible at this stage, once it turns red, it is edible raw, but it's better cooked. And it's usually mixed with other berries because it's not really that tasty, but it is a good survival food if you really need it. Now, when we're talking about urinary tract infections, one of the best herbs found in the boreal forest is actually a lichen. It's actually a combination between a lichen and an algae in a symbiotic relationship. They need each other. This is an incredibly potent antibiotic when it comes to both lung infections as well as urinary tract infections. This has been shown to be effective against fungal infections as well as staph, pneumonia, strep, and even tuberculosis. So this is one of the best lung remedies we have. And when we find this growing in the woods, it's usually hanging off of the branches. It's known as caribou food. What we'd have to do to actually be able to digest the medicine out of it is grind it up and even soak it with a little bit of alcohol and then make a decoction out of it. The only other option is to make a full tincture out of it. We have to remember that bacteria are having a new sort of generation every 20 minutes, and it's almost as if there's a collective mind in an entire region. Once they figure out how to adapt around a particular antibiotic, which really isn't that complex, then every sort of branch of that bacteria is able to do so in an instant. So that's why we're seeing Usnea being so effective in these situations where rounds of antibiotics are not working. So both of these can be used effectively as natural antibiotics. The Usnea can be used for the urinary tract infection. It can also be used for lung infections. In both situations, any other additional herbal natural remedies that are antibiotics, such as garlic, such as barberry or golden seal, such as osha, we can use oregano oil. All of these things are strong, natural antibiotics that we can call on when we need them.